once it's gone, it's gone. Like, if we're going to build it again.
Question was asked, when we look at the Temple Mount, the Makom HaMikdash, why are there limitations as to where we may access today? If the temple was destroyed, hasn't all the holiness gone from the place? So Chazal tell us that when we entered the land of Israel, we already had a prophetic vision from Exodus, from leaving Mitzrayim, that we would leave the land of Israel. So when Yeshua imparts holiness to the land of Israel, there's a process described in the Mishnah in Shavuos that we do in order to impart holiness to the Temple Mount. So Yeshua imparts holiness to the land of Israel, and he knows full well that his conquest of the land of Israel will ultimately be undone. When Shlomo builds the Beit HaMikdash, he knows it will be destroyed. So then there's a question, when Yeshua sanctified the land of Israel, Kidesha l'shata, he gave it holiness for his period. V'kidesha l'atid lavo, did he also give holiness that could not be undone even by a foreign conquest? When Shlomo gave holiness to the Beit HaMikdash, did he give it holiness that was Kidesha l'atid lavo, also when the temple would be destroyed? And then when Ezra rebuilds the second Beit HaMikdash, did he give it holiness that could be undone by a foreign destruction or not?
He gave it holiness?
Yes. That's the procession described in the Mishnah and Shavuos, that a court, or the top court, and a prophet can take two animals, and there's an exact description. One animal goes on this side of the border, one animal goes on that side of the border, and you have a procession with music that goes around the wall, and they say certain psukim, and then they give holiness to that area as an extension. The Mishnah describes how you could expand the area of holiness of Yerushalayim, how you could expand on the temple. So they gave holiness. And Rambam, Ravid, have machloket, whether you're allowed to go up to the Temple Mount. Rambam says the holiness is there. The holiness that was given is a holiness that cannot be undone by a foreign conquest. And that means that the biblical prohibition to go up on the Temple Mount is still intact. So even though the Arabs don't know it's holy, they don't know they're prohibited from being there. But we going with the Rambam, we assume that it's still holy, and we're not allowed to go there. It means that if we want to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, we don't have to rededicate the land. The land is still holy. All we got to do is build the walls, get it right. Right? I'm saying it jokingly. All you got to do is rebuild the walls. But I'm saying there's an advantage to that.